Well, hey there, good morning. 712 Brock Hunter.
Oi.
Happy Monday, more importantly, happy Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you. Shout out to all our kick-ass men and women who served this great country.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are awesome. We love you. We appreciate you listening to WIRX. All right, forecast for today sucks. It's going to be snowy. Seriously, just stay home.
Just take a look outside. That's what it's going to be like for like the next 3 days.
3 days. We're dead. Don't you get it? Anyway, cold temperatures as well. Mm-hmm. So just be mindful. And also on the road, dude, I about lost my mind this weekend with the terrible drivers out there.
I am.
And the weather wasn't even bad for driving. But what made me mad is that there's these horrible drivers that are on the road every day. And now the weather's getting bad. And these horrible drivers don't adjust for the horrible weather.
Right.
And they get even worse.
It is. You know, if you're going 25 out of 45, you just can't be on the road.
The only time it's okay is when it's snowing like this.
You
just
know?
Take your time. Don't be a crappy driver. Please. Anyway.
I'll and so far this it. Morning, no closings and cancellations.
No. No, the kids are getting screwed.
All right.
Damn it. They're going to snow. You're going to make me go. Yeah. Go to school. Go to school.
If we were in Atlanta, it would be different.
It would be totally different. What's your deal with Atlanta today? You mentioned them twice. You know, there's other warm...
I don't know. I think I saw a video over the weekend of that Atlanta. They called it Snowmageddon.
Oh, that's what.
And like the whole state of Georgia just like flipped out that one year.
It's just a little dusting.
Yeah.
A little.
Well, people have like exotic cars down there. And I guess apparently one of the biggest problems was they couldn't get up hills.
Yeah.
Like they'd get to the top because I guess it's apparently hilly.
Yeah.
In Atlanta.
Yeah.
But they get to the top of the hill and start sliding backwards.
It's hilarious.
You know?
It's hilarious.
Well, it's just people don't know what to do around
no.
there. When any bit of snow, they're just,
we're dead.
Yeah.
Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Of course, as always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Dadcam. Love those guys. Pat Sajak had emergency surgery to correct a blocked intestine last Thursday. Everything went well. Here's what's kind of crazy. While he's out, Vanna White.
Oh, she ran it?
She's filling in for him.
Nice.
Vanna taped her first episode this last Friday. They'll air starting on December 9th. There's no official word on how long Pat is expected to be out. TMZ says it'll be around 2 weeks. Vanna has filled in for Pat once before, back in 1996.
Wow.
That's all.
Why are they even doing it?
Since 83.
Wow.
They've co-hosted the show since 1983.
Wow.
Dude, that is such a cherry gig.
You know?
Oh, my God.
She got to walk around and flip numbers or hit buttons or whatever she does now.
And just in general, because they tape multiple episodes a day.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember reading, and I've shared this fact before, but like they were talking about like in the early days of the show, Pat and Vanna would go during their lunch breaks across the street to like a Chili's or something like that,
mm-hmm.
where they recorded, and they would get like drunk on margaritas and stuff, and then go back and tape the
do
rest
another
of the show.
Nice.
Just all buzzed up on margaritas.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You hit the wrong flipper thing. I don't know. What are they called? Letters.
Vanna. Now I get to see her like, it's my time to shine.
Oh, yeah.
This is Vanna's time.
I bet she's pretty nervous. You know?
Maybe, but for them, she's seen like...
She's done it that whole time.
Yeah.
She knows the routine.
It's a routine, you know? Yeah. Same thing like when I'm gone. Like, you've seen the master do it, so you know how to do it.
Here's a question. So Vanna says, nope, not doing it. You got to find somebody else. Who would you choose? You got to pick anybody.
Who would do good on that? Me. I would do it. I'm just waiting for Pat to retire.
Ah, so you went bankrupt.
What a stupid choice, you moron. Just yelling at the contestants.
Right.
You're so dumb. Anyway, speedy recovery to Pat Sajak. Get back over there. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, this is fun. According to a new survey, 43% of people admit they've convinced themselves that they had a serious disease after Googling their symptoms.
Oh.
When it turned out they had something much more minor. Seriously, folks, I can, from experience, don't go to, WebMD?
Yeah.
Everything is AIDS.
Seriously, though. It's
going to
give you the worst possible scenario right off the bat.
It's like, oh, I think I might be coming down with like a flu. Let's see.
Symptoms.
Aches and pains, slight fever, cough, WebMD, AIDS.
All right. It comes up. Plan your funeral.
Yeah, you're dead. Right. Just don't do it.
Write a will.
contact the doctor. Let the professionals, the guys who went to school for 8+ years, let them do it. Don't let Google do it for you because it's not going to turn out well.
It's terrifying.
I promise you. It's going to be some like super rare disease that like one person gets it. You're like, oh, it's me.
That's
I got it. I'm dead.
I typed your symptoms into the thing up here and it says you could have network connectivity problems.
That's the best you're going to get. Nice. Lastly, according to a new study, guys who send unwanted pictures of their junk tend to be a bit pathetic. Researchers found a link between the picture-sending habits of men and their personalities. Those who sent unwanted below-the-belt pictures were more likely to have low self-esteem levels and disagreeable personalities.
Just look at it.
Just come on. We just look at it.
Say something nice about it.
This, the dong pictures were before our time, really. I have never just randomly sent a dong picture to a lady that I didn't know.
No.
My wife is the only one who's ever gotten a picture, and that was well into our relationship.
Yeah.
Hell, we might have even been, it was before. But, yeah, I've never been in a position or was the technology there where I was like, yeah, I'm going to send pictures of my donger.
Just not a good, I don't know.
There's no good angle.
There is no good angle. It's not a good looking thing.
Even when there's times where I'm like, it looks pretty good. I think I'm going to send. I have one picture that I'll resend.
Right.
It looks good. He was feeling hearty. And I was like, okay, this is a good picture.
The lighting was good.
Yeah, the lighting was good. It looks bigger than it is. You know, I'm like, okay, good. Perfect. And I do. I keep that picture. That's the one picture.
You know, like your, I got to be careful what I say on that. But like those professional pictures. You know, you get like the nice background that they superimpose in, like that 80s background.
Yeah, do like a glamour shot for your donger.
There you go, the glamour shot.
You know?
Perfect lighting.
Put a little rouge on the head.
You know, I wonder if you called one of those companies. You know what? Let's do that for a prank call. We'll call a photography place
this week.
Just say, hey, you know what? We need some professional shots.
Yeah. Of our donger. Look, I'm trying to court this new lady. And I got to bring my A game, and I haven't been able to get a good picture.
What kind of backgrounds do you guys offer? Yeah. You know, I kind of want some, like, construction background.
Yeah, you have, like, a little construction jacket
right.
for my dong?
A little hat.
A little hard hat. We'll do a photo shoot
right.
with my dong. Glamour shots.
Can we put, like, a bulldozer in the background to make it look a little more badass?
Buddy, we may have just thought of a $1 million idea.
I think so.
Dong glamour shots?
Oh, dude.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 100.